This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as view enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Coming to you live today from the U.S.-occupied great state of South Carolina. I'm filling in for Bradley, so if you tuned in for him, you're not going to hear him today. He and his family are in the great state of Texas, the Lone Star State, and if you're wanting to catch up with them, you feel free to do so. I believe they're taking their band out on the road and also the message of liberty, of Christian heritage, and the gospel of Jesus Christ to those who have heard and those who have not heard, hoping that the seed falls on some good ground and that the Lord will bring an increase in harvest there. If you'd like to join us any time today during the broadcast, we're going to be talking Donald Trump's call on the death penalty for the Islamic jihadi in New York, who mowed down eight Americans with a rental truck. We're going to talk death penalty. I'm not going to pull any punches. I'm not a politician. I'm going to tell you what I think, which I think is rooted in what the Bible says. I think it's rooted in what our foundations were from the beginning, and that is that justice is the guardian of liberty, and that without justice, we have tyranny. We have injustices. And I'll point all those out as we make our way through the broadcast. So if you want to comment on that at any time, please stick to the topic. We're not doing Chinese buffet. It's 1-866-582-9933. You're welcome to call in. Also, if you want to find us online, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and also Sons of Liberty Media. And if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. Now, let me call your attention over to sonsoflibertymedia.com before we get into what we're going to talk about today, which is about the death penalty. Bradley's new column is out. It's called Corrupt Politicians Are Helping Make Way for Muslims to Attack America. He touches on the events that took place in Manhattan and what's going on there. But he asks the question, who does all of this work for? Well, there's a caliphate over in the Middle East. There's no doubt about that. There's no question that they're trying to rebuild that. The issue becomes how many wannabe jihadis, how many real jihadis, and caliphate builders are wanting to build here in America and in the West. There's a ton of them, folks. Now, look, I recognize that everybody who claims to be Muslim is not the real deal. Okay, let's just get that out of the way. Right? Those who engage in jihad are the real deal. They're not radical. They're not. They are simply followers of Muhammad. If you want to convey the message, and I can hear some people now, Tim, you know, Christians are just as bad. Remember Obama, and he says Christians on their high horse, and he was talking about the Crusades and this, that, and the other. Of course, he's taking everything out of context. And look, I have a lot of beef with the Roman Catholic Church, okay? A lot of Roman Catholics I can get along with because I think there are many, like our Protestant forefathers, who came out of Rome. They still bore some baggage, but they were breaking free of all of that. Calvin, Luther, Zwingli, all of those guys were celebrating 500 years of Luther nailing the 95 Theses. And listen, if you're a Roman Catholic out there, don't get turned off because I'm pointing these things out. Luther was right in pointing out the indulgent system of the Roman Catholic Church that was, you know, taking advantage of the poor by a guy who claimed he was in the place of Christ. That's what Vicarius Christi means, and that's his title. He is an antichrist. He is in the place of Christ here on earth. And Christ never gave any of that nonsense. He never gave it. There's only one Christ. He is the king of all. He is the one putting all of his enemies under his feet, 1 Corinthians 15. And guys, I'm not a gloom and doom preacher. I'll just tell you that right off. Okay? Read 1 Corinthians 15. My king's in control of all things. Satan is in control. You people quoting the Bible out of context to talk about Satan's a roaring lion, he's seeking who's may devour, as something of that. He's the god of this world. The world lies in the lap of the wicked one, out of 1 John. Quote those texts, but quote them in context. They're simply talking about those who are in the world. But you know what? You and I, as believers, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, we go forth to conquer. We don't do it by means of the sword, not even the means of the gun. Okay? We don't do that. We do it by the means that God has given us. And our weapons, as Paul says, are not carnal, but they're mighty through God of tearing down the strongholds. Okay? That's what the gospel does. It tears down the strongholds, and it takes every thought captive to Christ. And so that's what you and I are to do. So if you're a defeatist, if you're a pessimistic and all that, look, we can talk about America. We can be somewhat pessimistic because we're going down a wicked road in which God has already laid out the curses. We're seeing those. And unless there's repentance, that's really the only hope. That's really the only optimism that we have in America. But throughout the world, we're seeing God do great things. And if you're not paying attention to China and what's going on in there with the Christian church who's been persecuted, and yet God is raising them up. You know, he talks about, if you humble yourself before me, I'll raise you up. If you're not paying attention to what God is doing in China, you are missing a great encouragement, Christian. And so you should take great encouragement from what your brothers and sisters have faced over there. I was listening to the news about the Apple. You know, a lot of those people over there are Christians who are being forced to produce that product for you. What do I say about that? Anyway, you should take great encouragement of what Christians have faced in China over the decades. And yet now they're beginning to prevail. They are gaining ground over the communists in the country. Believe it or not, they are. And we would do well as Americans to remember our forefathers, remember our heritage, and repent before God and follow after their lead. Okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Michelle Obama. Men are entitled and self-righteous because women protect them. She also said they nurture them. Well, of course women do that for men. There's no question about that, but New York Times promotes Antifa's coup on Saturday, tomorrow. So hang on for that. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk death penalty. We're going to talk Donald Trump, and he's shooting from the hip on this issue. He's pretty consistent on that. Stay with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-07 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Ted Baer, and I just want to commend Bradley for the wonderful program that he has, for his great dedication to faith and values, the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding, the fact that he's willing to go toe-to-toe with the forces of darkness, and really able to present the truth and love of the good news of Christ.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to join us at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to talk death penalty, Donald Trump's comments on the New York Islamic Jihadi, and his deserving of the death penalty. And we're going to conclude, I'm just going to let you know where we're going, okay? We're going to conclude with what the Bible says, which is exactly what Donald Trump is promoting here, okay? So this is one of those instances for anybody who has read my articles and think I'm a Trump hater. That's ridiculous. I am for the guy doing what he's supposed to do. Okay, where he says the right things, we're going to pat him on the back. Okay, we're going to say, yep, that's exactly right. And where he gets off track, we're going to call him on that too. And we have. Just because we point out these issues to correct is not an issue, is not a thing that we're Trump haters. In fact, there are people who are valid Trump haters. I'm going to introduce you to one of those in a moment, just to demonstrate in the irrational response that they give. Let me give you a couple things off SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll jump right into that. Vegas sheriff claims alleged Vegas shooter's girlfriend. You remember that lady, Mary Lou Danley? In less than 24 hours, they cleared her. She was out of the country, allegedly. Okay, I don't know if she was or not. I know what we're shown on the media and stuff. I can't go and verify that stuff. I'm just telling you. And neither can you, most of you in our audience. You can't tell me whether she was out of the country or not. She was supposed to be cleared as a person of interest or any of this other. Now the Vegas sheriff, Sheriff Lombardo, tells us, Clark County, that the alleged shooter, Stephen Paddock, his girlfriend, may be hiding something. You think? She was allegedly in the Philippines. It's a hotbed for Islam. We had an FBI, a former FBI agent on who said this has Islamic State written all over it. While the FBI says, oh, we're just not really sure about the motive. But boy, the FBI and that local police and everybody else can find out the motive of the guy yelling Allahu Akbar in New York as he mowed down 8 American citizens. Right? Yeah, there's a real problem here. Okay? There's a real problem here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, then we're going to jump over to what we're talking about today. Roy Moore, the litmus test for genuine conservatism. Check that out. Latest from Brian Fisher. Congressman DOJ should do his job and investigate the leaks. I agree. Devin Nunes, he's called for that. Look, just because Jeff Sessions is in there, you people who claim he's the conservative and this and the other, Jeff Sessions has said a lot of things. Mine is more towards what's the action? This is the guy who continues to promote asset forfeiture. That is unconstitutional. Read the Fifth Amendment. No one is to be deprived of even their property without due process of law. And yet he's behind it. So is Trump. Okay? So I'm trying to be fair here in dealing with what the law says. If you're backing asset forfeiture, you are backing something that is unlawful. It's not just unconstitutional. It's unlawful. You have no business doing it. Okay? Now, let's get to the story here. A Wall Street Journal White House reporter has really tore into President Trump for calling for the death penalty for this guy in New York, okay, who murdered these people. And that's what it is. Let's just call it what it is. Let's leave off terrorism. We can deal with the ideology. I'm not denying it's Islamic terrorism. That's exactly what it is. That is the ideology that drives it. But what it is just simply murder. Okay? Thou shalt not kill. That's what God is talking about there. He's not talking about you shall not preserve life. Obviously, there were issues. I was reading even with my children this morning out of the book of 2 Chronicles, and we see the kings doing what they were doing, and we're told that they were doing what was right in the sight of the Lord. Okay? And funny thing about that is usually when you read these guys, we're in 2 Chronicles, when you read about these kings who did what was right in the sight of the Lord, of course, this king that we're reading about today later on went to turn against the Lord. But one of the funny things is, not funny, but it's an interesting concept, is that their mother's names are mentioned. Do you know why? Because mom was doing what she was supposed to according to Deuteronomy 6. This is a big key that I stress over and over. She was training up young men to follow God, to do what God had said. And the scriptures bear that out, that they were doing that. Now, this particular king, he later on in life, after he gained great strength and stuff, he did what men do. They become corrupt. They think they achieved that on their own. And said, hey, I'm going to go in here and I'm going to start doing what the priest's supposed to do. It's not my role, but I'm going to do it anyway. And the priest said, you're not supposed to be doing this stuff. And he was struck with leprosy. So, kind of keep that scenario in mind. But that's where we're going. We're going towards, well, what does the scripture tell us? But I want to take the politics of today, because people say, well, the Bible is 2,000 years old. What does it have to tell us today? It's ancient. It has nothing to tell us. And I know, because I was one of those kids. I was one of those adults who thought like that. Well, it's okay. Isn't it just about, you know, saving you from hell or something like that? No. It is instruction for every area of life. Every area. It is Jesus is a savior from sin. There's no question about that. But once he saves you, what are you to do with it? Does he just redeem you? And he's not looking to redeem the world that he created as well, to redeem the time, redeem the family, redeem the individual, redeem the church, redeem the civil government. Any of that? Does he not have anything to say about it? Well, he does. He has a lot to say about that. Let's take a look at what's going on in the politics of today here in America. And then let's see if that applies to what God has said. Okay. All right. So we've got this Wall Street Journal reporter. I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. Eli Stoklos. Okay. And he took on President Trump, who tweeted out, NYC terrorist was happy as he asked to hang ISIS flag in his hospital room. He killed 8 people, badly injured 12, should get the death penalty. And I say, amen. Why he's sitting in a hospital bed is beyond me. He was caught at the scene. He's confessed to it. He bragged about it in his hospital room. There is no need for a trial for this guy, okay? And you say, well, that's not America. Look, the guy is confessing to it. Why do we need to waste taxpayer money with this? This guy ought to be brought out in the street, and the people of New York deal with him in the street. And if you think that's a little rough, you go back into the book of Deuteronomy, where it wasn't some guy in a back room gassing a guy. It wasn't some guy in a back room injecting a guy to kill him with, you know, fluids that would stop his heart, his breathing, and all this. It wasn't some guy in a back room electrocuting him. It was the people who were to do it. And why? God tells us very clearly, it is so the people will learn to fear. They will learn to fear the consequences of violating the law. We used to do that in this country. And you say, well, Tim, you're just bloodthirsty. No! Do you think I want to be a part of putting someone to death, even for their crime? No, I don't. I would just assume the person repent of it and not do it or stop doing it. But the fact of the matter is that Trump is exactly right here. His theology may be marred and flawed and a mess. His life may be a mess. His testimony may be a mess. But when he gets to this issue on murder, he's consistent, and I'll show you that in just a little bit. And he's right on, and he's biblical in this perspective. Okay, so this is what he said. Now, what's funny is this guy Stockloss. He appeared on MSLSD. Now, I'm making a joke of that. My friend Jerry Johnson joked that MSNBC. He's talking about MSLSD as though these people are really on drugs. But he's on there with a host. Or hostess, excuse me, and a panel of people. You can see the video at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you just kind of, this guy has the same earplugs in that Geraldo Rivera has, okay, regarding Islam and race. Islam is an ideology. It knows no boundaries. You know, again, I could point back to a ton of people. We could point back to the Aurora shooter. You remember him, James Holmes? He's a white boy. From America. His dad was in banking. Okay? And yet, we're told after he went to prison, he converted to Islam. Got a big beard and all that stuff. Now, look, I had a beard. That does not necessarily reflect that you're in Islam. But if you're saying you're an Islamist and you're growing a big, you know, hairy beard, untrimmed, and all this other stuff, then, yeah, it's kind of indication of what you believe. But one of the things that this guy said, Stockloss, he's with the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal's pretty on the up and up most of the time. Here's what he told MSNBC. The unifying thread is the sort of broader politics of Donald Trump, the ethnocentric nationalism. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Does that mean American? Is that what that means? I think it does, because last I saw, Donald Trump cares about black people. He cares about...
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty halftime here. 1-5-8-9-3-3 if you want to jump in at any time. I apologize, I wasn't paying attention to the clock. I got a little passionate there, and we ran into the break, so I apologize for that. If you didn't catch that part, I don't exactly know where I got cut off, so let me give you the comment that was made by Mr. Stockless. The unifying thread is a sort of broader politics of Donald Trump, the ethnocentric nationalism, and I asked the question, does that just mean that he's an American? And look, I don't care if you deny it or not. The fact of the matter is the historical record will show we're not Islamic. We're not atheist. We are not Buddhist. We are not Hindu. We are not even Jewish. That may shock some of you. We're not Judeo-Christian, as in Judaism. We are founded in Christianity. We are founded in Old Testament law, and that is distinct from the Judaism that Jesus spoke out against. It's distinct from that of which the Apostle Paul fought against, I mean, with the gospel. Judaism is rooted in the Talmud. It is rooted in the Mishnah. It is not rooted in the law of God in the Old Testament. And that's why Jesus would say, you've heard it said, but I say to you, and he wasn't saying new things. He was talking about the things that, look, let's be honest about it. The God who wrote with his finger in the stone the commandments to Moses was none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. It wasn't anybody else. It was the Lord Jesus. He gave the law. He fulfilled the law. He paid the penalty of the law against for law violators like you and me. It's the same God. There's not a God of the Old Testament, the God of the New Testament. It's the same God. And so when we're talking about Americanism, historically we're talking about Christians. And Christianity, biblical Christianity, that's what we're talking about. So this ethnocentric nationalism, whatever the heck that means from Stockholm, I think it means racism. I think that's what they mean it to me. Okay? You white people. Whiteys. I think that's what they mean it to me. And look, in case you have any delusions about who I am or what I think, look, there's one race. It's the human one. It's the one where men are made in the image of God. I don't care what your skin color is. I don't care how your eyes look, how big your lips are, or any of that stuff, or what kind of hair you have. I don't care. We all came from two people, Adam and Eve, and Adam was the son of God. That's what we're told in the scriptures. He was made in the image of God. And that's who we all came from. Okay? And if you really want to talk race, I mean, if you really want to get down to what the race is between believers and unbelievers, spiritually speaking. You're either in the family of God or you're an antichrist. You're outside of that. One or the other. All roads lead to God. They do. The question is it in judgment or is it by grace? Everybody's going to stand before God. Every knee is going to bow and proclaim that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. There is no escape from that. I'm talking with my children about that now. Our destiny is death, and then it is to stand before God. That is our destiny. That's everybody's destiny. One out of one people, 10 out of 10 people, 100 out of 100 people die, and they all will stand before God, give an account for what we did in the body, good and bad. We're going to be judged for that. We'll either spend eternity, unlike Billy Graham tells you people, there is no Christless eternity. You're either in Christ, in His grace, proclaiming the glory of God before the throne, or you're in hell under the wrath of God, the wrath of the Lamb who is Christ. Hell is Christ too. It's just Him and His wrath. There is no Christless eternity. You're either dead in your sins or you're made alive by Christ. One or the other, and forgiven of your sins and clothed in His righteousness. One or the other. But let's get to the point, because we're going to talk about that in the final segment. Okay? This guy, Stockloss, continued. He said, he's talking about Trump. He says he did not react this way when a white person shot down dozens of people in Las Vegas. He did not come and say, well, we need to do an immediate policy change. We need to give this guy the death penalty. Mr. Stockloss, what do I say to stupid people? What do I say? The alleged shooter, and I still say that, he's alleged. Stephen Paddock was dead. Why would you call for a death penalty for a dead guy? I mean, come on. No wonder MSNBC's ratings are literally in the toilet. For the life of me, I wonder sometimes why I even report on things that come out on MSNBC. Maybe it's because, can I be very honest with you? I've been writing for a number of years, 5 or 6 years now. And there's one thing I see that goes along with people in social media. When they see something this stupid, they share it all over the place. They share it all over the place. It goes viral. Because they go, how can somebody be so stupid? But when it comes to real issues, I'm talking about stuff like, you have bills before your representatives to get us out of the United Nations. Virtually social media is silent. You have stories that expose the crimes of the Clintons, the Obamas, you name it. And they don't get traction except to get people mad. That's it. But they never bring any resolve to bring justice. And this is why I say some of our information and our politics has just become entertainment for us. We get mad like our football team fumbled the ball. We get excited like our team scored a touchdown. When our guys say something that pump us up, We got to blast that out. Oh, they really gave it to them there. It's like, you know, when I was a kid, there was this phrase, your mama. You probably heard of it, right? And that's what that's like. That's what American politics have become. My guy said your mama to you. Oh, yeah, well, my guy told your mama your mama joke. That's what our politics has become. It hasn't become anything that affects our life. You know why? Because we still got food in our bellies. We might still have our jobs. We still have plenty of money. But as has been said before, once the boot is on our neck, it's too late, guys. And some of you get upset and you get mad and you'll sign a petition or you'll go to a rally or whatever. But you won't call your representative. You won't fire off the emails. You won't get your friends and your family and your other people to call for justice to be done. You're content with your sporting politics. That's what you're content with. And this is what's going on here. Now, let me point out this. This guy, I don't even know how to say his name, Sefulo Sepav. This is the guy who mowed down all the people in New York, shouting, Allahu Akbar. Yes, I know it says it means God is great in Arabic. And I know Christians say that in Arabic. Don't get me wrong. I know that. But when you hear this going on and a guy's committing murder, it's Islamic jihad, plain and simple. I don't care how much the media wants to whitewash it. I don't care how much politicians want to whitewash it. It is Islamic jihad, and that's what it needs to be called. Okay? And it's murder, plain and simple. Let's just go right back to the biblical law. Then he bragged about it in the hospital. What? I have a question for you. Is Donald Trump just, because this guy, this Stockloss, and GQ Magazine even went after him on the same thing. Same thing. Well, he only does this when it's Muslims. You know, as though he's focusing on Middle Eastern people. And all Middle Eastern people, even if they're Muslim, are not necessarily Islamists. They don't necessarily hold to jihad. They don't necessarily even hold to Islam, to be honest with you. Like a lot of Christians in our culture today. And I could even point to Mr. Trump. When they asked him his favorite Bible verse, he didn't know what to say. And then later he came on and he quoted something that wasn't even in the Bible. Okay? A lot of people who claim that they're Christian don't even know what the Bible says. I wonder if they could even quote John 3:16. Okay? But here's the thing. I'm not interested in that right now. What I'm interested in is this. Was Donald Trump consistent in that? And is it biblical? And I've got about a minute before the break, so I'm going to give you a couple of examples. In Colorado, Donald Trump tweeted out on July the 20th, at least 12 dead and 50 wounded in Colorado. This is the Dark Knight shooter, James Holmes. Bring back fast trials and death penalty for mass murderers and terrorists. Then on the 23rd of July, he tweeted out fast trial and death penalty for maniac in Colorado, immediately passed speed up legislation. No, I don't think it needs to be something in D.C. I think it needs to happen at a local level. He was right. Guess what? James Holmes was a white boy. He was a whitey. He later converted to Islam, allegedly. Think about that, folks. Think about that in the consistency. Give you a couple of...
Thank you. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back. Final segment of the Sons of Liberty Media.com, or excuse Sons of Liberty Radio. You can find us at sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, and also 1-866-582-9933 if you want to get in last minute. We're talking death penalty and Donald Trump's comments regarding the New York City Islamic Jihadi terrorist attack that took place this week, killing eight people, wounding a dozen, and him calling for the death penalty. Let me give you a few instances, and then we're going to get to our point, okay? Whereas this is the foundation. For those of you people who say the Bible's ancient and outdated and yada, 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 we're going to get to that in just a moment. Let me give you a few instances. April 19th, 2013, Donald Trump tweets, "Get all the info that then quit trial, then death penalty for the Boston killer of innocent children and people. Do not be kind." Remember, this is the doe-eyed little boy. I can't even pronounce the guy, Shoklov or whatever his name was. Him and his brother, who had been pointed out as the Boston bombers. Yeah, I know they were Muslim. I know they were from, they were immigrated to the U.S. and such. But the point is they did that. Donald Trump was consistent. Death penalty. Then there was a Muslim who beheaded a co-worker in Oklahoma. And in 2014, Donald Trump tweeted, "The animal who beheaded the woman in Oklahoma should be given a very fast trial and then the death penalty. The same fate. Beheading?" I mean, he's saying, should he be beheaded just like the woman was? That was 2014. Or how about this one? For white boy, Bo Bergdahl, a deserter and a traitor, who ended up, because of his desertion, because of his treason, and going and fraternizing with the enemy. I don't know if he was caught or not, or if he just wandered over there and he wanted to be a part. I don't know. But I know a lot of men lost their lives. I know at least one sergeant, I believe it was a sergeant, who lost his physical abilities searching for Bo Bergdahl. Here's Donald Trump, 2015, March. Sergeant Bo Bergdahl should face the death penalty for his desertion. Five brave soldiers died trying to bring him back. U.S. has to get tough. I agree. If that wasn't enough, let's just cross the line altogether and talk about a couple of black young men who killed two cops in 2015 in Mississippi. May 11, 2015, Donald Trump tweets out, "How come there are no protests in favor of the two young police officers gunned down in Mississippi by two deranged animals? Death penalty, ! All caps." I agree with him. What's interesting is the Bible agrees with him. And for you people who think that somehow there's a different God in the Old Testament, New Testament, guess what? Jesus agrees with him. The writer of the book of Hebrews talks about with two or three witnesses, you know, men were condemned under Moses. How much more those who trample the blood of the Son of God underfoot? Those who are violating the law like this are doing that. They are trampling the blood of the Son of God underfoot. And without the death penalty, there is no justice. There is none. In fact, you might be surprised to know the death penalty was not applied to every instance of a violation of law, was it? I've written on this before because people call me a Christian Taliban. I'm not that. I would never throw alleged, accused sodomites off a building. I just wouldn't do it. If they confess to it, they're tried according to anti-sodomy laws that we have in place in states, including my own here in South Carolina. I have no problem with them putting those people to death. They're confessing, they're being proven to be guilty of a capital crime. I don't have a problem with that. But I don't believe in just grabbing someone off the street because I think they're that and killing them. That's just weird. It's weird and it's unjust. Okay? So let me be clear on some of these things. But let's take it to the Lord Jesus. I've heard arguments from friends of mine, and they're largely from what is referred to as dispensationalists. They believe Old Testament Israel has nothing to do with the church. The church has nothing to do with Old Testament Israel. The law is in the Old Testament. It's done away with. We don't have that in the New Testament. Blah, blah, blah. Instead of seeing it as all one consistent whole, the covenants, all one covenant that bring about, they're just pointing towards Christ who fulfills all of them. Okay? And they're doing away with the very thing that would be useful in pointing them towards the truth. Okay? So, let me give you, for instance, a friend of mine. Most of you would know him if I named his name. I'm not going to name his name, but we had an issue one time because he pulled articles from a guy, and he later pulled all of my articles that he was sharing because the sodomites were after him, mainly Joe My God. Okay? JoeMyGod.com, I think. It's a filthy site. Okay? It's a sodomite who is lost in his sin. He needs Christ. I mean, he is to repent. There's no question about it. And he is worthy of death, I'll tell you. He's openly saying he's guilty of capital crimes, okay? But this guy took him to task because I carried an author, which he carried, who pointed out that sodomy was not only just a sin, which a sin is a violation of law. So it's a breaking of law, which carries a capital crime. And he didn't want to deal with that on the national platform because he had a national platform and these type of things. We had a long conversation. He brought up John 8 about the woman allegedly, you know, brought for adultery. Most of you are familiar with that story. The Pharisees bring this woman, says, "We caught her in the very act." Now, what does Moses say? And you guys remember the story that Jesus writes in the sand with his finger, and we don't know what he wrote, so I'm not going to speculate. And he looks up at them and he says, the one without sin cast the first stone. And you know what? Dispensationalists jump all over that. And people who don't know the Word of God jump all over that. And they say, see, Jesus was doing away with the death penalty. And the first, and I let my friend explain all this thing because I've heard it all before. I was taught it. And I said, what does the law call for in that situation? He goes, well, what do you mean? I said, well, my family and I just happened to be reading through Deuteronomy 22 the previous night. And I explained to him, I said, when a guy takes a woman who is married and he commits adultery with them, with her, the two of them, both of them, the man and the woman, are to be brought out and they're to be stoned to death. And we know that the people engaged in the stoning can't be guilty of whatever crime that they're exercising punishment out. Okay? I said, where's the guy? He goes, well, he wasn't there. And I said, exactly. I said, does Jesus, is he violating the law? Is he telling people not to obey the law of God? I said, if he does that, how can he be a perfect sacrifice for those who violate the law? And he goes, well, I don't know. I said, exactly. I said, there is no answer for that. I said, Jesus points to them of their own guilt, and he points to them because of their guilt, their twisting of the law, that they're going to go execute this lady. They want him. They want his permission to execute the lady, which he isn't in this. Look, he is the king. There's no question about it. But in his humiliation, he isn't in the seat of authority to give that. And they want his permission because they want to trap him. That's what they're wanting to do. And all of them drop their stones and they walk away. No, Jesus was upholding the law, and he's basically telling you guys are trying to pull a fast one here. You're not even following the law. Unless you think I'm out to lunch here. Listen to Matthew 15, 1 and 9. The Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they don't wash their hands when they eat. And he says, why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition, which was rooted in Judaism, not Old Testament Israel and the law, but Judaism? For God commanded, honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father and mother must surely die. But you say, if anyone tells his mother or father, what you would have gained from me is given to God. I'm very pious. He need not honor his father. So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching his doctrines, the commandments of men. He went on in Mark and he talked about, you know, putting to death the rebellious son. He's not talking about a toddler. He's not talking about a teenager. He's talking about a full-grown person who's engaged in unlawful conduct. I want to get to this. The people who are calling for this non-death penalty stuff, and they want to attack that. Let me tell you what they're doing. They're doing the same thing the Pharisees are doing. They're trying to justify the unlawfulness of the people in Egypt.
It's the palm old tree and the strong old tree. And we are the sons. Yes, we are the sons.
Saturday, we'll see you then. Take care.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.